A Boy Called Bat. Chapter 5. A Tiny Pink Nose. Mom set the box on the kitchen table. "Is it sleeping?" Bat asked, his voice a whisper. "Probably," Mom said. "Babies sleep most of the time." "What is it?" Janie asked. "Bat, do you want to open the lid?" Bat didn't answer. He was too excited. Very carefully, he lifted the lid of the box and peered inside. Janie stood behind him, breathing on his ear. "You're breathing on my ear," Bat said. Janie ignored him. "It's just a bunch of rags," she said. Mom walked around to the far side of the round table and reached into the box. She scooped up the pile of material and sat down. "Look." Bat watched as Mom shifted the towel in her arms. A nose peeked out, a tiny pink nose, and then two slanted closed eyes, a forehead covered in downy fuzz, little ears still curled tight against its head. Janie began, "Is that a..." "It's a kit," Bat said, enchanted by the tiny creature, wanting so badly to hold it. "A baby skunk." "Oh, Mom," Janie said, "I can't believe you brought home a skunk." "I had to," Mom said, rubbing the skunk's little forehead with her thumb. "He's an orphan." "Oh," breathed Janie. She leaned in closer, blocking Bat's view. "How old is he?" "You're in my way," Bat said loudly, and he pushed Janie's arm to make room for himself. "Bat," Mom said, "you need to stay calm around the skunk kit, okay? You don't want to scare him." Bat did not want to scare the skunk kit. He wanted to hold the skunk kit, maybe even feed and care for the skunk kit, but his sister was standing in his way. "Move, Janie," he hissed at her as quietly as he could hiss. "Why don't you both sit down," Mom said. "I'll tell you all about him." Janie plopped down into the chair on Mom's right, so Bat went around to her other side and sat in the chair on her left. He scooted the chair as close to Mom's as he could. The kit was still tucked into the towel, only his little face visible. Eyes closed, he opened his mouth and yawned, his tiny pink tongue arching out. Mom said, "Bat, do you remember when we smelled that skunk on the way to school this morning?" Bat did remember. They had smelled it just after they'd pulled off their street, Plum Lane, and onto Anderson Road. He had smelled it, and Mom had smelled it, too. Bat had craned his neck, looking out each window carefully. He'd seen lots of people on bicycles. They lived near a college, and the students mostly rode bikes to class. And he'd seen other cars, and some people on foot. It was the beginning of spring, but it was still cold, so he had seen lots of hats and scarves. He'd seen an American flag on a flagpole in front of the post office. He'd seen a red bus. He'd seen a sign that read, "Welcome to Quincy, a bike-friendly town." But he had not seen a skunk. Bat nodded. "I remember," he said. "Well, unfortunately, the skunk we smelled but didn't see was the mama skunk. A car hit her, and a couple of college students brought her to my office in the basket of a bike. She was there waiting for me after I dropped you off at school, injured and very pregnant." "Is she okay?" Janie asked. "I wish I could say she is," Mom answered. "I wasn't able to save the mother or the other baby kits. Only this one lived. I was able to check the mother for diseases, though, and luckily she wasn't sick, which is a good sign the kit isn't sick either." "That's awesome," Bat said. "Bat," said Janie, loud and sharp. The kit twitched and shifted, scared by Janie's voice. "How can you say it's awesome? The mom died. The other babies died." Bat didn't mean that it was awesome that the other skunks had died. Of course that wasn't awesome. He'd meant that it was awesome that this kit had lived. But it wasn't worth it to try to explain to Janie what he'd meant. She usually misunderstood Bat. Most everyone did. "Can I?" Bat reached out for the kit, wanting so badly to hold him that his fingers twitched. "We can't keep him," Mom warned. "There's a wild animal rescue center that we can give him to in about a month. But they're too busy to take him just yet. so we can help him get bigger and stronger before we hand him over to the experts. They'll raise him until he's ready to be released into the wild when he's about 5 months old. Then she passed the tiny kit, wrapped in towels, into Bat's arms. The kit was so small that Bat couldn't even tell he was in the towel, except for the tiny face that peeked out. He cradled the bundle in his arms. He felt his face stretch into a wide smile, so wide it made his cheeks sore.